This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Britain's Defense Ministry Saturday reported a Royal Navy warship shot down a suspected attack drone targeting commercial ships in the Red Sea, the latest account of attacks on merchant vessels in the region in recent days. The incidents have got the attention of the United States and its allies in the region, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Saturday's incident was the latest in a series of attacks on merchant vessels in the Bab el Mandeb Strait in the Red Sea between Yemen on the Arabian Peninsula and Djibouti and Eritrea in the Horn of Africa. On Friday, the world's biggest shipping company, Maersk, paused its vessels from passing through the area until further notice. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen Friday claimed responsibility for the attack, saying they were carried out to show solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Speaking Friday in Tel Aviv, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan condemned the attacks.
The Houthis represent a material threat to freedom of navigation, to commercial shipping, to lawful commerce. And the United States is working with the international community, with partners from the region and from all over the world, to deal with this threat.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Both Russia and Ukraine have reported dozens of attempted drone attacks in the past day. Ukraine's Air Force said Saturday that Ukrainian air defense had shot down 30 out of 31 drones launched overnight against 11 regions of the country. Russia also said Friday evening that it had thwarted a series of Ukrainian drone attacks. Russian anti-aircraft units destroyed 32 Ukrainian drones over the Crimean Peninsula and 6 in the Kursk region bordering Ukraine. A Russia-installed governor in Ukraine's partially occupied southern Kherson region reported on Telegram that at least 15 aerial targets had been downed. The attacks began hours after Hungary vetoed 50 billion euros of European Union funding to Ukraine. For more on these and all the stories we're covering 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally in New Hampshire on Saturday, the state that will hold the first in the nation primary in January. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump came out swinging against many of his Republican opponents.
With the sanctimonious, they talk about the bounce.
While urging New Hampshire residents to give him a big win in the January 23rd primary and an even bigger win in the general election.
Not one thing has gotten better under crooked Joe Biden. Under the Trump administration, you were better off. Oh, you were better off. Your family was better off. Your neighbors were better off. Your communities were better off.
While New Hampshire holds the first in the nation primary, Iowa opens the nominating process with the first in the nation caucus in January. I'm Julie Walker.
Iraqis have begun voting for the first time in a decade to select new provincial council members who in turn will appoint governors, with the outcome seen as a bellwether for the parliamentary elections due to take place in 2025. Saturday's vote is restricted to military and security personnel and internally displaced people living in camps, with the main polling set to take place on Monday. Concerns were raised about a low voter turnout and potential violence spreading in the long-awaited polls taking place in the country's 18 provinces. The powerful Shiite cleric Maqadi al-Sadr has called for a boycott. Activists opposed to all the ruling parties also vowed to sit the polls out. Finland reports a rush of migrants crossing hours before the reclosure of two border posts with Russia. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Finland has reported a rush of migrants across its border from Russia before the reclosure of two border posts. Finland has experienced an influx of asylum seekers just after it briefly reopened two of its six border posts with Russia. The border posts were closed the following day. Finland blames Moscow for sending migrants to the border in an effort to destabilize the country, which joined NATO in April. Russia denies the accusation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian state news agencies have reported that Russian President Vladimir Putin's supporters have formally nominated him to run in the 2024 presidential election as an independent candidate. The nomination by a group of at least 500 supporters is mandatory under Russian election law for those running not on a party ticket. Independent candidates also need to gather at least 300,000 signatures in their support. The group that nominated Putin on Saturday included top officials from the ruling United Russia Party, prominent Russian actors and singers, athletes, and other public figures. Lawmakers in Russia have set the country's 2024 presidential election for March 17th. That moves the 71-year-old Putin a step closer to a fifth term in office. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.